Once upon a time, there was a dear little girl who was loved by everyone who looked at her, but most of all by her grandmother. And there was nothing that she would not have given to that child once she gave her a little red riding hood of red velvet, which suited her so well that she would never wear anything else. So she was always called Little Red Riding Hood. One day her mother said to her,
"Come, Little Red Riding Hood, here is a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Take them to your grandmother. She is very ill and weak, and they will do her good. Set out before it gets hot, and when you are going, walk nicely and quietly, and do not run off the path, or you may fall and break the bottle, and then your grandmother will have nothing. And when you go into her room, don't forget to say good morning, and don't be looking around and peeping in every corner, okay?"
"I will take great care,"
said Little Red Riding Hood to her mother, and gave her a kiss and went out on her way. Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother lived out in the woods. It was miles and miles away from the village, and just as Little Red Riding Hood entered the wood, a wolf met her. Red Riding Hood did not know what a wicked creature he was, and was not at all afraid of him.
"Good day, Little Red Riding Hood,"
he said.
"Thank you kindly, Mr. Wolf."
"Where are you going so early, Little Red Riding Hood?
"To my grandmother's."
"What have you got in your little basket?
"Cake and wine. Yesterday was baking day, so poor sick grandmother is to have something good to make her stronger."
"Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?
"She lives a couple of miles into the woods. Her house stands under the largest oak tree. The nut trees are just below. You surely must know it,"
replied Little Red Riding Hood.
"I'm not quite sure where you mean, my dear, but maybe one day I will meet your sweet, sweet grandmother."
Little Red Riding Hood smiled and said to the wolf,
"Well, I better be on my way and deliver these goods to grandmother so that they will help her feel better."
Suddenly the wolf had an idea and started to speak.
"Oh, yes, it is a good idea and they will make her feel better, but why not pick some wildflowers? Yes, that is a fantastic idea. When people are feeling ill, flowers always cheers them up."
Little Red Riding Hood smiled and looked around to her sides and saw many wild flowers. So she smiled at the wolf and nodded, and skipped away into the forest, picking flowers on her way. Meanwhile, the wolf smiled and thought to himself,
"Yes, I have an idea. Maybe, just maybe, if I get to her grandmother's house first, I can eat the grandmother and then eat the plump and juicy little girl. Yes, away I go."
And so he ran and ran and knew which tree Little Red Riding Hood was talking about, and ran in search of grandmother's house. After a while, he reached the house and knocked on the door.
"Hello!"
A frail old voice came from inside the house, and the wolf answered.
"Hello?"
He started to change his voice.
"Hello, it's Little Red Riding Hood. I fetched you some goods to make you feel better."
And the wolf coughed and coughed. But the grandmother didn't know any better and replied,
"Oh, yes, dear. Just open the latch and let yourself in. I'm right in here. I'm in bed. I'm not feeling too well."
The wolf let himself in the house and walked across to the bed, and without a second thought sprung on the grandmother and swallowed her whole. And then he searched around the house and looked in the drawers and found some pajamas. In the forest, Little Red Riding Hood had picked so many flowers that her basket was so full, so she decided to carry on her way to her grandmother's house. And she walked in the glistening sun towards grandmother's house and finally reached the house. She was quite puzzled to see that the door on grandmother's house was wide open. But she thought nothing of it. She thought grandmother must have opened the door because it was such a hot day. And so she walked straight inside and said,
"Good morning, grandmother."
And she walked over to the bed and she started to speak.
"Oh, grandmother, what big ears you have."
The wolf started to speak too, changing his voice again.
Yes. All the better to hear you with, my dear.
"Oh, grandmother, what big eyes you have."
Yes, all the better to see you with, my dear.
"Oh, grandmother, what big teeth you have."
All the better to eat you with!
And the wolf sprung out of the bed and jumped on Little Red Riding Hood, swallowing her whole. Oh, all this had made the wolf very tired, and he was very, very full. He had eaten Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother, and he had eaten Little Red Riding Hood too. So he decided before he went on his way, he would take a nap in grandmother's nice, soft bed. And he fell straight to sleep and started to snore. His snoring was so loud that nearby a woodsman had heard. He thought the snoring was very loud and didn't really sound like a normal person snoring, so he thought he would investigate. He picked up his axe and walked towards grandmother's house and noticed the door was wide open. So he walked straight in and walked up to the bed very, very slowly. Footstep by footstep, and then suddenly he put his foot on a creaking floorboard. And the wolf sprang out of the bed and gave a massive But this did not scare the huntsman. He stood his ground and grabbed his axe and swung with all his might. He chopped off the wolf's head with one foul swoop, and out of the wolf's body fell Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother. They were both alive and well, and now safe and sound, thanks to the woodsman.